Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wiggy, a texter says paper over plastic is not what's wrong with this country. It's people like you who think they are actually not even trying to do their part, and it's a joke. It's pretty selfish for somebody who has kids growing up
whining.
In the world.
Temperature hasn't changed in 45 years I've been on this earth.
Well,
still the same.
You're a climate change denier.
Yeah,
and you're
I
going,
am.
You're like, look at this. This is the global warming talk from Wiggy too many times. That's what that
You'll for. Be texting again in 10 minutes saying the exact same
right.
thing.
I don't buy it, man. I don't buy it one bit.
Next time you see a plastic straw like this, just say no.
No. Say no to plastic straws and plastic bags, Wiggy.
No, I mean, I use them, but just dispose them the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you have plastic and dispose it the right way?
Well, because it ends up in some kind of like a turtle's face.
That's people that litter. I don't litter.
You don't litter?
No, I'm not a fan of paper straws and paper bags, but I dispose it the right way. See, that person is judging a book by its cover. Yes.
What do you think of the news today that New York City has banned the term illegal alien? And if you were to use it, you would have to pay a $250,000 fine.
GTFOH.
$250,000.
Jesus.
If
quarter
you use
mil.
It,
quarter
if,
million dollars.
If you
quarter
use it, if you use it in a demeaning way.
Okay. Listen,
I mean,
I'm all for not using that term in a demeaning way. Just judging someone automatically because they may be, you know, of a different nationality, and you assume they're illegal. Fine, whatever. But to fine somebody $250,000, ridiculous.
There. How much you can find if you say plastic straw, please?
How many people really use it in a demeaning way, right? Like, don't people just really use it to, like...
To describe what the person is?
Right.
Yes.
Right, no,
that's
I don't a, think
that's
people
what it is.
Really use it in a demeaning way. Like, get out of here, you illegal alien.
Well, no. I mean, it is... The phrase is exactly what... It says exactly what the person is.
I think at its nature, Wiggy, what New York is trying to do is stop people from using it with people that are actually citizens of the United States, and people assume that they're not, because they may be of a different nationality.
Okay, they're words.
To have a $250,000 fine is absurd.
$250,000.
It's just words, folks.
That's how much Red Sox season tickets are going to be next year.
First month.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Well, they want to take away anything that maybe somebody's offended by, like certain things you can call them. Like, I mean, it's one thing if you're dropping the N-word on somebody, but if you're just, you know, describing an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, there are fines for that. I mean, are there fines for actual other terms that are incredibly offensive?
No.
So why is that the case?
Right. No, I mean, think about it. I mean, like,
it's a 29-page directive that they came out
with.
Yes. 29 pages.
You also can't threaten. You can be fined if you threaten to call immigration on someone. So that's the same fine. $250,000.
Even if the person is not here legally?
Yes.
And you threaten to call immigration?
Yes.
You
could be fined for that. Meanwhile, if anybody wants to say anything of a negative nature about a person that happened to be born in this country, that's A-OK.
Yeah.
There's no fine for that. You can demean somebody who was actually
that's AOC.
Born in this country. You can You could say anything that you want. So $250,000 if you use the term illegal alien.
Those are the same people who will tell you that you shouldn't be eating vegetables because they're not good for you. Right. And get rid of your paper over plastic.
Should probably, what would the phrase be? Welcome guest or long-term guest, long-term visitor?
Guest and visitor are kind of offensive.
Claiming nine.
I mean, that is just ridiculous.
You just learn baseball language.
You have to just call everybody friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, pal.
Well, I don't know if you can call them friend because then it's a, right. Them here, them there, them
hello,
got
friends.
Papers. I don't know.
Hey, chief, the pal.
Yeah, I don't think there are people that just want to be referred to as them.
People in New York call Tom Brady all kinds of offensive names. They don't get fined.
No.
What else is in the news today, Danielle?
IHOP rage in North Carolina. It's happened in Asheville. Police are investigating a reported assault that happened, strangely, at 11:45 in the morning at an IHOP. Oh. You would think this might have been an overnight situation, but there was a group of people who became incensed about the fact that the orange juice refills were not free.
Oh.
Okay, and they were charged per glass of orange juice.
Okay.
They asked to speak to a manager. Things escalated from there. A fight broke out.
Definitely BPS.
This is BPS?
Oh, yeah. All day.
How do you know?
You just know. I hope my refills ain't free.
So Christina Hollings is the spokesperson for the Asheville Police Department.
It was reported to us that the individuals were upset over the fact that they were charged for refills of their orange juice. We never want to see anyone injured, especially over something like a bill at a restaurant.
At a restaurant.
So what you saying? I ain't getting free refills on orange juice, man?
Yep.
Here's Mike. Hey, Mike.
How you doing? That thing, the fine in New York City. So if they had that back in 2001, it's September 10th, 2001. I'm suspicious about my neighbors, and I want to make a phone call. I'm afraid I might get fined $250,000.
Yep. Yes.
So I'll probably keep my mouth shut.
Yes. Yes.
Good times.
No, you can't threaten. You also can't say if somebody doesn't speak English. You can't threaten to call the immigration authorities based
correct.
on their use of the English language.
That's correct. Like a hotel would not be able to tell employees not to speak a different language in front of customers.
Biggie screwed New York.
But who really calls immigration, though? Like,
no, there are people who call immigration.
People,
no, there are. Yes, there are. That's
really
WPS.
Call. It's like, yes, immigration.
Hi, I've got a man living downstairs for me, and I believe he doesn't have his paperwork. This gentleman speaks two languages, and I'm confused.
Some people really call.
Meanwhile, the poor guy was born here. He's been a citizen his whole life. Yeah. He pays taxes. He owns property. She's like, I'm questioning the man next door because of his appearance. I think he's an illegal. Oh, man.
hold on. Let me just get Will something to talk about this New York
Hi.
Lawyer. Yeah, what's up, Will?
Hi. I just want to provide a little insight. The reason for the ban on the phrase illegal alien is because a person cannot be an illegal alien. A person themselves cannot be illegal. So I think the phrase they want to use is undocumented immigrant, because if someone murders someone, the act is illegal, but the person themselves is not illegal. So a person themselves cannot be an illegal.
Well, it's just a word. I mean, it's not. They're not
right, but it's an incorrect word.
What?
That's the thing. They're trying to disassociate from that word because it's not a correct phrase.
It's against the law. I mean, that's what illegal is.
Right.
But a person themselves cannot be an illegal.
Okay.
Uh-huh. A person
being here
illegal
illegally is the thing.
Yes.
Right.
You could be here illegally, but you are not an illegal.
Well, you are. Yes, you are. You're an illegal person in this country.
You're a legal person, but illegal is not. A person cannot be illegal.
So people, are you an immigrant?
I am not, no.
Okay, but you're speaking for them, which is always an issue. However,
I'm not speaking for them. I'm speaking for the vocabulary.
Yeah, this is a pure semantics issue for Will.
He should be upset on the alien because a person is not an alien. So,
well, that's right.
That's where it's wrong.
Right.
illegally.
Yeah. No, an alien technically is defined, can be defined as belonging to another nation or country, not just planet.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. Well, I learn something new every day on the show, Wiggs.
I'm guessing that the people who are responsible for this law in New York City won't like the term undocumented either.
No, they're not going to like that.
They will be worried that somebody is going to get butthurt and triggered over it.
How'd they settle on $250K? Like, was $300 too much, $100 too little?
So arbitrary.
Like, can you pay that fine off over 10 years? I mean,
Venmo.
It's like if somebody accidentally uses the term illegal alien and then they're fined $250,000, do they have to sell their house in order to pay the fine? It's ridiculous. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Wiggy, this one's for you, bud. I think you guys might have touched on it. So what these left-wing loony bats in New York City are trying to tell everybody is that it is not a finable offense for anybody to walk around and slander you based off of your race. But if you use the term illegal alien, someone that actually technically doesn't legally belong in this country, it's a $250,000 fine.
Yeah.
How long are you going to continue to follow the left's narrative here that they're for the people when it's been obvious since the beginning of time that these Democrats are doing everything they can to pander to all these other groups, and they're still ignoring, Black Americans. I mean, all the evidence is there, bud. Like, I mean, this is just more evidence that these Democrats are, they're not on your side, but with the whole welfare thing, they're not on your side. Now they're banning. They're not even going to ban the most disgusting word in the American language.
Right.
But they're going to ban illegal alien.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the matter with the situation?
Right. Well, I always take issue with people who say, oh, we need to help this one. We need to go and help this country and help that country. Why you can't help the south side of Chicago? Why you can't help these inner cities around here where these kids are living and dying on a daily basis? Right? You worried about someplace? So let's take care of what we need to do here. Help our youth around here and then make your way to other countries. So I don't buy it as nonsense.
Oh, if I had time, I would earmoth bad Leroy Brown because you said the south side of Chicago in the baddest part of town. Do you know, you probably don't. You're looking at me like I have four heads. You probably don't know Jim Croce or bad Leroy Brown. Great song, Wiggy.
No, you don't
know it?
No.
Mrs. Wiggins never listened to bad Leroy Brown when you were growing up? Great song.
No.
Oh, probably on some KTEL record that she had. Hello, Ryan.
Wow. Yeah, hi, how's it going?
What's up, Ryan?
Well, I am way against making any type of speech illegal just because of the whole constitutional aspect of it. But
yes.
I mean, if we're gonna make words illegal, can we actually punish people with $250,000 for using the word "your" incorrectly?
Thank you, Ryan. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E is most likely what you're looking for.
I just think it's nuts that you're fining somebody $250,000 for using a phrase in a city in America?
Crazy. Yeah.
Because everybody,
what happened, Greg,
everybody is so sensitive. You can't say this. You can't say that.
Well, no,
you
but they're not. But they're like the caller said. They're not banning the most offensive word in the English language, which I think we all agree,
right?
You know, exists.
Well, because they know that doesn't move the needle. By banning the N word doesn't move the needle, so they need something that they can pander to. Maybe we can move the needle in a different direction. The world we live in, man, is just people is just too sensitive.
Yes,
mad,
offended by every little freaking thing.
And you know where it starts? It starts with those vegetables are bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with the people that want climate change. Those are the people that start all this nonsense.
This was a big Gary Johnson thing. You remember he was running the last election? There's a little snippet of him. Of this.
Undocumented, by the way. If you use the term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country.
Why is that?
It just is.
It's incendiary.
I can hear Bill Weld shaking his head.
I'm gonna ask my Bobby. He's Dominican.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask him. Does that bother you?
You should ask after the haircut, in case it does. This is Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
I don't think he got what I got. Curtis, can you explain that to me?
So you're getting your hair cut if he's offended beforehand. He might do a bad job.
But I mean,
the Belichick death stare he gave.
But I would not. Like, who can I says that, though? Who, like, I don't walk up to people and go, hey, are you an illegal alien? I don't know. Hello, Jerry. What's up? Sorry.
Thank you for bringing me in after that clip of Gary Johnson, because it is so typical of the left to determine for me what they find offensive. First of all, there's no constitutional protection in law against being offended. If I want to say something that you find offensive, my protection, my constitutional protection, is to say something stupid, idiotic, and what might be deemed offensive by somebody, but that's what the law is for. It's to protect speech that we find offensive, not to promote speech that everybody agrees with. That's the whole idea behind the First Amendment, right?
Yes.
Second of all, to the knucklehead who called and said a person can't be illegal, they're not talking about the person, you pinhead. They're referencing this person's status. If you come in on a plane with a visa and you got your passport, you got a green card, you're working, you're a student, you are a resident alien. You are a resident, meaning you are living here, alien, person from a foreign country. If you come across the border with a backpack and you swim across the river and you sneak into the country, you are an illegal, meaning you have crossed the border in violation of the law. You are an illegal alien. Mm-hmm. They're not talking about you, the individual. It's a classification of your status as a non-resident. Are you a resident alien? Are you a naturalized citizen? You know, these people, they get so offended by words that have meanings, they want to change the meanings.
Can you imagine that for saying a phrase in this country, you would be fined $250,000?
Mm. No.
It's crazy.
But that's what we've come to. What everything, right? At everything you think about, this is what we have become. Can't say, you can't look at people because, ooh, that was a threatening look. You're going to be fined because you looked at a person the wrong way.
I'd like to ban the word lit. Can we stop people from using the term lit unless they're hashtagging at Chernobyl? And
yes.
Then I think it's lit. Probably appropriate.
If we banned whatever the case may be, Wiggy wouldn't say anything.
No, he would.
I'd say whatever. If you don't like what I say, I tell you kick rocks, mofo.
Twice today, kick rocks.
Hello. Kick rocks, mofo.
Hello. Three times.
KRM.
Frank. What's up, Frank? Frank.
Yeah, aren't there so many other words out there that are hateful that you would want to have people stop saying? Like, I'm not going to say them. They start with R. They start with F. I mean, come on, guys. Really, let's prioritize this.
You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I don't know that a state has ever banned a phrase or a word. I mean, I think this is the first time in history that I've ever heard of a state in the United States of America telling you that you can't use a certain word. You're going to have to pay a fine of $250,000 for it. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey, I think lit should totally be banned also. Lit should be gone.
Yeah, lit.
No, I got to say that I think that I don't necessarily agree that there should be a fine for saying the phrase, but I do think that saying a phrase like that, especially in the way that has been used in the especially recently. I mean, it's right up there with hate crime level. It's like basically calling someone the N-word.
Are you,
you know,
really? Do you like? I'm curious. Do you really feel like to refer to somebody as an illegal alien is on a hate crime level?
I do. When you take a look at the instances in the news where you got people that are, you know, are picketing and they're literally screaming at people who are not documented or they are illegal aliens. And I'm all for classifying someone as an illegal alien. My wife is from Peru and she at one point was an illegal alien. But to take it to the point to where it's becoming a fight and it's escalating and now you're demoralizing or demonetizing a person because of that, then now it's borderline hate crime. I mean, you got it to where instances where people who are illegal aliens, and yeah, they are illegal aliens, but then, you know, they're being verbally and sometimes physically attacked on the basis of that. And now it's a hate crime. Well, it's
first,
not even,
first
you know,
of all, nobody thinks the physical part of it is right.
But and I don't
that,
even
that's,
know if
that's
I...
already a crime. But this is like, aren't there people who throw insults at other people all day long in a verbal way? And we don't ban
but
insults.
Is that, like, and how many people really use this as an insult?
There are a lot of people who probably do.
Yeah, definitely.
You think? They probably do.
In New York City right now, there are thousands of people calling the commander in chief a Nazi. Okay, that is literally one of the worst things you could ever call someone in the English language, and that's done fine. Nobody has a problem. Oh, no. I'm sure the people who drafted this bill are fine with calling the president a Nazi.
Right.
At Fenway, you cannot no longer use the phrase "ticket increase." They banned that yesterday.
Did you read Bill Spiros, by the way, Ken? In the Herald?
The obnoxious. Yeah, yeah.
He says today that losing bets will be the defining Red Sox failure of the 21st century.
Wow.
It is pretty stunning. I mean, you're trading away an MVP caliber player, provided you think he's going to stay healthy and be Mike Trout the rest of his career. It will be, for years, for decades, they'll talk about this. It'll be Ruthian.
Yeah, really? But he doesn't want to be here, though. I think you got to come to a certain point in time when the guy doesn't want to be here, and clearly Betts don't want to be here.
I don't think that's true. I think he just wants top dollar. He's got a price. If you gave him $400 million, he'd stay, but they're not even close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're not giving him top dollar, obviously they're done. Should he get the 365 what Mike Trout got? No, because maybe he's a step below, but he's more than a Bryce Harper. So he should be somewhere around 350.
But somebody's going to pay him.
Somebody's going to pay him that.
And so,
but you should be paying him that. The Red Sox should be paying. They should offer him a deal, 10 years, $350.
Yeah. This is Louis from Rhode Island. What's up, Louis?
How you doing? I think they're getting mixed up here. Freedom of speech under the Constitution is to protect you against government action against you for your speech. In other words, if you say something, the government cannot take action against you. That's the protection.
Right.
If they're going to fine you $250,000 for saying something, that's a violation of the First Amendment, period, cut and dry.
Yeah.
That's like Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. Colin Kaepernick taking a knee was working for the NFL. He's subject to the rules of his employer. Freedom of speech does not cover him. It covers him after work.
Right.
If he is working for his employer, he has three things he can do. He can grieve it to his union, he can take him to court, or he can quit. That's freedom of speech. It just protects you against government action. These people can't charge you $250,000 for saying something. That's crazy.
Well, you notice, though, Louis, you know, and you just heard it from a caller, the spin is going to be that it's hate speech.
They may look at it as offensive, but there's a lot of things that I say that people consider offensive because I talk like I'm from Brooklyn. It's not offensive. It's not considered offensive because it just isn't. It has a viable terminology. It defines a specific criteria.
Well, but you just
that
heard
can't be considered hate speech. Hate speech when you use the N-word and stuff like
right.
that.
Well, no, you just heard a guy who called using the term illegal alien a hate crime.
Well, even if it is hate speech, it's still protected under the First Amendment.
Of course it is. It's not a crime. It's not a crime to use a phrase.
But what happened to the days of, like, you know, I was taught, don't write a check that your ass can't cash.
Same.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, same. Like, so when I grew up in Stowe, I heard the same thing from my dad, Barry Hill. He said the same exact thing to me.
So it's like, okay, you want to say certain things? You can say them, but don't be surprised if somebody cracks you in the jaw.
Yeah.
So there are, what happened to those days where is if you said something that somebody found to be offensive, then the person that found it to be offensive could crack you in the skull. Nowadays, now we're going to fine people. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
What's worse, referring to somebody as an illegal alien or calling somebody fat or making fun of somebody's appearance, calling somebody ugly? Like what? Why wouldn't you, if you're going to start banning things, why wouldn't you start banning that stuff?
You'd be banning that. I'm surprised there are people who are not complaining about that should be banned. Yeah.
Hello, Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Sean?
Not much. So I want to preface it by saying I'm a Democrat. I'm not a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
However, so if you come into the country and the first act you do is break the law, you've done something illegal. If I'm driving in my car and I don't have a license or I'm not insured, that is illegal. The term illegal determines the fact that you did something that was outside of the law coming into the country illegally is just the fact that you did it illegally. The reason why I brought up Trump is that all the Democrats that are supporting this would love to say that what Trump is doing is illegal. So if you're saying that somebody who crosses into the country did not do something illegal because it's offensive, then you can't turn around and then use that against Trump. So it's a double standard. It's really stupid, and I can't imagine that this would go past one court challenge and be upheld.
I can't either. I mean, the ACLU ought to be all over this, and I would hope that they would jump right up and put their political blinders on when it comes to which party they represent, and defend the fact that as an American, you have a right to use the phrase illegal alien. Hello, Jack.
Hey, yo, man, how you doing today?
What's up, Jack?
Listen, I'm going to start a GoFundMe. I want to get some tickets to New York City because I want to be the test case.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Oh, boy. Yep. First Amendment all the way.
I mean, it's – I think it's crazy.
Yeah, you can't find people for what they say.
For a phrase.
Even if it is offensive or somebody finds it to be demeaning, you know, you have the right to say what you want. Like I said, just be careful of who you say it around.
Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, David?
Hey, just a quick comment and an idea to fix all this, or at least test it in a really powerful way, is that I looked at the press release, and the intent isn't that I agree with everything you guys said, by the way.
Yes.
But the intent of it doesn't seem to be to make it so you can't, like, sit in a coffee shop and talk about illegal immigration. It seems like that they're trying to gear this so it's interpreted as part of a hateful event.
Yes.
That you can't either threaten people, say, oh, if you don't move away from me, I'm going to call ICE. Or, you know, you can't, like, harass people calling them illegal immigrants.
No,
that seems to be the intent of it. I'm not debating the merit of it, but it doesn't seem to be that it's banned,
David,
and that you can't say it ever.
They're saying that you can't say it in a derogatory way.
Right.
But what they're going to say next is that, and the way they're going to interpret it, is that any time you use it, it is being used in a derogatory way, because that's the spin from people who don't don't like holding anybody accountable to anything. So they don't want any, you know, everybody's a victim. So rather than just simply be able to describe somebody and say, hey, that person is an illegal alien,
right,
they're going to go, oh, that's so derogatory. How dare you call that person? No human being can be illegal. That's what it is.
Yeah, so I agree with you, but I just think the conversation on the show is kind of gearing to the what if more so than where they're starting. I think it's ridiculous, by the way, but I think a really good way to test this is maybe we could pick a non-intercom station, if that's what they have in New York City. And if this goes into effect and they start finding people, let's just start calling into those stations and use that term and see if they start getting fined $250,000 a whack.
If they get the $250,000 fine, yeah. Wow. All right. Well, anyway, that is what is going on in the Commonwealth of New York City, a $250,000 fine if you use the term illegal alien. This is the Greg Hill Show. We'll be right back.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's time to make yourself comfortable. Up to $1,600 in rebates on a new Lennox home comfort system. Call Climate Zone today at 866-891-7203. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number 3316C. During all OMF Belichick interviews, Malcolm Butler now banned. That's another phrase that's been axed out of the vernacular. But Belichick did address yesterday his man, Jonathan Jones, who will not be suspended, might get fined. Very, I'm missing this word again.
Aggressive.
Aggressively defended this guy.
Did you think a flag should have been even thrown in that situation based on the rule?
John did what we've coached him to do. So if it's a foul, then I think, I'll have to change how we're coaching him. So I thought he tried to make the tackle, hit with his shoulder, didn't leave with his head, didn't have that posture. He did what he's being coached to do.
Wiggy, did you hear Curtis talking all morning yesterday about how dirty that play was?
Yeah, he was definitely playing into his character.
But you didn't think it was dirty at all, right?
No, it was a clean. Listen, go just look at it once.
You're the freaking mascot. That's your character.
No,
you
no,
walk
no.
around here like Pat Patriot.
No, no, it's a clean hit. And here's how I'd ask the question: if that was Frank Gore, would people be upset?
I would assume that they probably would not.
They would be. If he was knocked out, if it was a collision like that,
if that was Frank Gore, the running back who ran, you know, up
Right up the middle.
He was a bigger threat than Allen was. Of course they'd be upset.
No one would be upset. They would be like, oh, it'd be an unfortunate situation that he got knocked out on the play, but they'd be able to clean it.
It's one of those hits that looks bad, but when you take a look at it, I mean, he's lowering his shoulder.
And the helmets collide.
Yes.
How does Bill get you the talking points? Email,
no,
fax?
It's not that. It's very simple. If you when telepathy. You look at it, I think you're the only one or you
Snap and Ken,
anybody who feels it looks at it and they see something that the rest of the world doesn't see.
Well, the NFL threw a flag and they might fine him. So the NFL obviously thinks
it's
illegal.
Well, the NFL only threw a flag because he was knocked out. If he bounces right up, there's no flag. See, the problem with the NFL is they are now...
He was knocked out. That's kind of the point.
Well, you didn't hear what I just said. I said if he bounces back up, this is not an issue. So they are now basing fines and throwing flags on how the outcome of the hit is. Mm-hmm. So because the guy gets knocked out on the play, uh-oh, we got to throw a flag.
They want to take it out of the game, Wiggy. I mean, you're suing the NFL for concussion
stuff. They're not taking that out of the game, but that's completely different to what Vontaze Burfict did. Or what the kid I heard Fitzy talk about. I actually saw it, the kid from Tampa Bay, his hit on Patrick Peters when he intercepted the football. Those are the hits that you want to take out of the game. The shots that are dirty and unnecessary. This is like a bang bang, heat of the moment. Both guys lower their shoulder. One guy's a runner. Take off the uniforms. Take off the uniforms. It's two guys. One guy is lowering their shoulder, trying to keep him from getting a first down. The other guy's trying to get it. Helmets collide.
I mean, nobody in Buffalo was complaining when Brady got his helmet knocked 20 yards back on that hit.
It was 20 years ago. Well, 18 to be exact.
But you know the thing about it, Greg? I don't care about people complaining about the hit because everybody would do that because it's your player, right? So no matter who the quarterback was, those fans would be upset. If that was, you know, Gardner Minshew in Jacksonville, they'd be upset. Tom Brady, Patriots fans would be upset. But when you look at the actual hit, take the uniforms off them, it was a clean and good hit. That's all it was.
Curtis, obscure reference on Wiggy as the mascot, as Pat Patriot. Roman in Secession when he's working at the theme park as the mascot.
Oh, my God. So great. Maybe want to take a picture with him?
Yes.
Patriots at the Redskins Sunday, FedEx Field, 1 p.m. 16-point favorites, by the way. You going to lay that 16, Wiggy?
Yeah, I'll lay that one. Lay that one on that game.
MLB playoffs begin tonight. All right. NL wildcard Brewers at the Nationals, 8:08 on TBS. Celtics open training camp today. They had their media day yesterday. Jason Tatum said his left ankle sprain is recovered. Not sure about David Krejci for the opener for the Bruins. Lower body injury. See if he practices today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is the Greg Hill Show, WEI.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
That's Genesis, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Phil Collins.
Yep. That's yacht rock.
You've been,
no, it's not yacht rock.
I don't think that's yacht rock. Huh? Are we going to be able to do the Wiggy yacht rock cruise before the snow flies? I mean,
we better hurry up.
It's getting cold now.
We're supposed to get like a burst of warmth this week.
Oh, are we?
And then go back to the cold temps. Yeah.
I mean, how long? I'm not a mariner, so I don't know how long one is supposed to stay out on the water.
You just
I mean,
like the marinara.
Can you boat until November around these parts?
Well, quick show note, totally unrelated. Fred Smoot's going to be calling in on Friday to join the show.
He's a Redskins analyst. He really is.
He does. He does do stuff with the Skins.
So, I mean, I feel like we ought to, the fine people at Barton and Gray, which
Let's do it. The
boat share company, said that they would take you and some listeners and some yacht rock people out
Yacht.
on a nice cruise around the harbor.
The harbor, where the penny loafers. Don't you got to wear those on the yacht?
Yeah.
Penny loafers?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, what did you wear on that Vikings cruise?
Oh, me, I never go on a...
Man, when you get real quiet.
I know. It's the only time... That's the way you shut him up. It's the only time he's speechless.
What? I'm not speechless. I told you. So it was fake news.
Oh, that was
like
fake
Trump
news?
Says.
That was
everything's fake news.
Fake news. this is Ryan from Rhode Island. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, so I just wanted to make a quick point. You guys said that, you know, you were making fun of people who would call immigration, and it's something that I actually had to do a couple of times in my job. Well, what happened is our school, which was a certification school, would sponsor visas for people to come from all over the world to get certified in this particular trade. The students would show up with half of the funding that they needed to complete the program and then would stop showing up halfway through. So, you know, there were cases where you go online, you fill out a form. You don't really call immigration. You fill out a form because guess what? If the government finds out that you're sponsoring visas and these kids are disappearing and you have no idea where they are, the business gets shut down. Yeah. It's to cover your butt. It's not like the angry neighbor who's, you know, calling on his neighbor or something
that. Well, no, or the lady who, like, you know, is trying to shut down the lemonade stand or whatever, you know, whatever. But the thing is, in New York, Ryan, based on this new law, if you did that, you could be fined. You could be fined $250,000 because you called immigration on somebody.
Right. And one more quick story, and then I'll jump off here. USA Hockey, the Olympic team, couldn't secure visas for international players who are wanting to come over and play for the USA team. So USA Hockey actually told these potential recruits, go to this type of trade, apply for a visa, and they're not going to do anything about it when you stop showing up. So we were wondering why we had so many hockey players applying to come get a certification in our trade. And it turns out they were just trying to get status so that they could come to the U.S. and play hockey for the Olympic team. You got to be kidding me.
That's nuts.
It's hilarious.
That's nuts. Well, I mean, in New York City, you can now be fined $250,000 if you use the term illegal alien in a derogatory manner. I don't think Phil Collins was singing it in a derogatory manner in that song. So I think he would be
A-okay. What if
A-okay.
You say illegal Martian?
Well,
you protecting yourself there?
I don't think we have any kind of rules against space invaders and their immigration status. I think they're allowed to visit whenever they want.
Yeah.
Is it that difficult to get a green card or to become a citizen?
I think it takes a while. You have to put some effort. You have to put some effort.
Money,
forth.
Time.
Well, we can give you the citizenship test, Wiggy, if you want to give it a try to see.
I am a citizen, citizen of the United States of America.
Wiggy, you wear boat shoes.
Boat
on a,
shoes
on a boat, okay. Like Sperry's.
Sperry's.
Okay,
not penny loafers.
All right, but just checking.
You wear penny loafers at the country club.
So I can't wear my Timbos on the yacht.
Well, you could wear whatever you want.
Okay.
When we do the Wiggy Yacht Rock cruise.
Okay.
Well,
you don't tie those, right?
No, I don't tie the Timbs.
Right.
Never tie up the Timbs.
You can wear anything you want.
Okay.
If you want to
wear. It's cold, I wear the Timbs.
Some kind of a.
If not, I'll just wear regular, you know, some Air Force One, Adidas.
You want to wear like a fall vest of some kind? Then you can.
That's your domain, sir. You puffy vest.
No, I got rid of the vest is not cool.
Yeah, the vest has been out of style.
I don't go vest anymore. That's uncool.
Yeah, the vest I think was in like during like, you know, I want to say maybe 93, like EPMD era.
Hey, it's almost time for me to break out silver puffy jacket.
I was going to ask if you still had it. I didn't know if we repurposed it.
Are you still rocking the triple fat goose?
What?
I try to look for one of those, like, you know, because now everybody's wearing the Canadian goose and everything. So I try to look for like a triple fat goose, man.
Canada goose, Canada
goose. Canada goose, yes.
What happened?
I couldn't find one.
Size-wise?
Because it's not 1997.
Yeah, well, I mean...
What do you want, an 8-ball jacket, too, while you're at it?
Oh, an 8-ball would be pretty cool. I'd like an 8-ball jacket.
Well, what was the problem, a size thing?
No, it's hard to find.
Well, they're very popular.
Triple fat goose?
No, the Canada goose.
No, I don't. No, I'm just.
You don't want the Canada goose?
No, I don't want the Canada goose. I was just trying to bring back the triple fat goose.
Oh. Yeah.
Danielle said, I would rock the eight ball all day long.
Yeah, you would.
Why don't you get Mrs. Wiggins one of the Canada Goose jackets?
My daughter wants one. Those things are expensive.
Oh, Larry.
Are they? What are they?
$1,500 for a jacket?
What?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. What? Yeah.
What?
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 Oh, yeah, kid. I wrestled that coyote and skinned it myself for that. Whatever. Oh, like, they're trying to, it's cultural appropriation for Canada.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning. How we doing today, guys?
What's up, Mike?
I just wanted to respond to the knucklehead that called in and said that a person can't be illegal. It's not a pronoun. It's an adjective. We're describing what the person is. They are illegally here, so they are illegal. It's not, you're not calling the person an illegal. That's just a stupid way to spin things in the liberal way and make things sound offensive.
Yes, I completely agree with you. I'm literally tired of people telling us what we can and can't do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the vegetable thing that you mm-hmm. that you brought up based on our discussion earlier. You must eat raw vegetables. You can't eat now there's a red meat thing today where they were, you know, they told you for the last, you know, 10 years, you got to stop eating red meat.
Yep.
Now it turns out that there's a new study that they published yesterday, which said that there's really no increased risk of doing any harm to yourself by eating red meat.
Correct. They said that those recommended, and these are like global health leaders, and they say that the information, the suggestion that you cut back on the red meat came from like bad data. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Bad data.
Meanwhile,
we'll call it that.
Like, how about the beef? It's what for dinner people. They've been suffering for the last. It's what's for dinner people. They've been suffering.
Yeah, you've heard that red meat was bad for you and it's this and it's that.
I know.
You can't eat that. It's going to mess up your intestines.
Intestines. But basically, so they're basically. So I just want to be clear about this. They're now saying that you can have a burger every day for lunch,
mm-hmm.
you can have a hunk of steak for dinner,
mm-hmm.
and there most likely are no serious long-term effects
yeah.
medically, right? That's
yep.
what they're saying.
Correct.
And this
right.
morning they said Tanqueray is fine for your liver, so I've been just totally not drinking for no reason.
No.
Well, they tell you that a glass of wine every night is good for you. Isn't that what they say?
They do say that.
Don't they say that even
yes.
pregnant women, a glass of wine is... Now, that's something I'm like, whoa.
Well, that's the Mediterranean
diet.
Like, aren't
yeah.
the Mediterranean yeah. people, they're very healthy over there. Yeah. They have wine.
They have the wine,
afternoon.
The olive oil. My grandfather had, like, five different kinds of cancer, but he drank a glass of red wine every day. He beat everything, and they did, like, a huge study on him.
Well, I think that those people are healthier over there because they take a nap every day. Like, they have a built-in nap.
Into the, is that what it is?
Well, they have 7 weeks of vacation in Europe, and then they take a nap every mm-hmm. day, a siesta or whatever it is, every single day. That's
yeah, but see, doesn't that all then doesn't that contradict a lot of things we hear? Because you see people that are like 100-something years old, and they live, and they're like, "Yeah, so what do you do? I've been smoking for 50 years. I take a shot of. I saw two sisters. Like, yeah, we drink shots of whiskey every day. It's
yeah.
like, you know, you and listen. You're either gonna be here for a long time or you're not.
Well, yes. Meanwhile, people are depriving themselves
right.
of delicious tenderloin and béarnaise.
Right. Nobody's saying
right,
sit
no
down and eat the whole cow, but
no.
You can enjoy stuff.
Yes, Wiggy, you absolutely can. This is Brock. Hello, Brock.
I just wanted to let you know, you're leaving out one big detail about the New York bill. It's only applicable to businesses and organizations. So, like, if a bunch of landscapers went into a diner and the guy was like, get out of here, we don't serve illegals, they could get nailed with the fine. But if you were on the street and walked by a bunch of people and like, oh, look at all these dumb illegals, they wouldn't be able to prosecute you for something like that.
Yeah,
It does set up a very bad precedent where first they can go after businesses for speech and then they go after individuals. But as of now, the bill is only applicable to businesses and organizations, but
yeah.
you're right, it sets such a bad precedent. And like one of the callers said, every time they hit somebody with this fine, it's going to get fought for being unconstitutional.
Yes.
So I really don't know what the ultimate plan is, other than to, I don't know, sow dissension, I guess.
I hope that it is challenged immediately, because it's just it's awful. All right. Quick plug for tonight. We have a Greg Hill Foundation event tonight. It is Oktoberfest, and it's at the Cisco Beer Garden in the Seaport. I think it starts at 5. All kinds of Oktoberfest events, mm-hmm. great beer, great food.
Stein hoisting.
Yeah, the Eastern Standard Provisions pretzel people will be there. Like, is pretzels? That, you're a fan of pretzels, Wiggy?
I like Auntie Anna's pretzels.
These are really, really good
pretzels.
I like
those kind of pretzels.
She likes the mall pretzel.
I like the mall pretzel. Yeah. Is that like past the Seaport? Is that where that like little white tent area is over there, the bear place?
You're thinking of the
I don't know what it is. Is that what it's
the
called?
Wiggy
just described. He just described like 5 different beer gardens that are located in the city of Boston.
Well, I don't usually pass.
Well, you know where you
the
know
white
where
tent,
I
don't where pass. Hangs out.
I don't pass Morton. So pass Morton. You know where Morton's
yes.
is?
Yes, I know where Morton's. Okay. It would be no. It's before
the white tent next to the Black Falcon Terminal.
It's, okay. No, no it's not anywhere near that.
Yeah, the Rotary.
And it's not. No, it's not. That's a different place.
The Seaport District, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
I'm just trying to get the location.
Wiggy, you know how to get over to the Seaport. You know where the Barking Crab is.
I know where Strager is.
You drive
Strager.
Okay, yeah. So it's literally like right across from Strager, as you said.
Yeah, I know where Strager.
Nick is probably ripping whatever hair he has left out hearing you call it Strager.
No, but Nikki knows. I knew Nikki when Nikki was 15 making subs in East Boston.
You did?
You
oh yeah,
back really? In the day.
Yeah. He used to make subs at his uncle's place, Victor's, in the corner of Bennington Street and Meridian.
Chicken Parm?
Yeah, Chicken Parm, everything.
Chicken Parm, yeah. No, literally just you cross right over, you go by where, you know, the Grand is mm-hmm. and okay. the movie theater, yeah. and you'll be right there. So maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Right. We will be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Tom Brady was awful. He was god-awful, and the defense was unbelievable.
Nah, Skip. Nah. Brady was awful, and I want to see you defend that. Mm.
Brady, bad interception in the end zone, 2 first downs in the second half, a QBR of 10.
10?
10.
Horrendous.
Not T-E-N, T-I-N, yeah. Because that's what he played like.
Really?
That's what he moved like, the 10 man.
Really? Well.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And that's
shame to my
yeah, oh yeah, Art Brady. He's the best. Keep telling you. And now see what's gonna happen, J.D. Scoobin. What's gonna happen now? He plays Washington, the Giants, and the Jets. He'll put up big numbers, and everybody's like, oh, you see, I told you he right back. No. Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he like his fancy clothes, and he like to wave his diamond ring.
We have to again. I guess we have to revisit Shannon Sharp.
What an idiot! I love Shannon Sharp as a player. I thought he's one of the best tight ends to ever play the game. But the hatred for Brady and the fact that he's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game because Shannon doesn't really want to say that.
Right?
You know what I mean? It's like to say that he's. His quarterback, like, where was this in the first 3 games of the regular season? Like, when Brady had a quarterback rating of 124, and I believe it was 103. Like, where was that? So, yes, he had a bad game, just like Shannon Sharp, where I bet you if I go through Shannon Sharp's career, he's probably played in a bad game, even though he's one of the best tight ends to ever play the game.
Yes.
So, he sounds stupid for saying that. Yeah, the defense had to pick him up that day. But to think that Brady is still not the best quarterback in the league or one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and we were talking about him potentially being an MVP from week 1 through week 3. It's just, it's stupid, man. I hate when people talk like that.
This is where everybody's going with it today. Like, for instance, Chris Carter this morning said some similar things about this is the decline discussion that happens if Tom Brady has an off game and everybody starts to drool and hope that he's finished because they're jealous. But here's Chris Carter.
Tom Brady, right now, what he's battling is they've been great 4-0, but he hadn't been great. He's missed a lot of practice time. They've signed another arm to come into camp last week in Cody Kessler. To me, that sent a smoke signal that Tom is aging, and they're trying to take some of those reps away in practice. And when he gets in the game, Tom Brady is not about that contact.
No.
Now, Marshawn Lynch, you say, hey, I'm here. I'm for that action, boss. Tom Brady is not here for the action of being contacted, and you can see he's uncomfortable. And my thing with the Patriots is, can they keep him healthy to the postseason? And then I do believe that that's when Tom will sit in the pocket a little more. That's when I believe he'll take more punishment. But until then, I think we're going to see a version of what we've seen the last couple weeks. Chucking and ducking, bruh. He's going to be getting rid of that ball. He is not going to get hit based on him holding the ball, waiting for a guy to get over.
Which quarterback, remind me, which quarterback is it that is down for the contact?
Marshawn Lynch. He said it. So now we're comparing him to a running back? He sounds stupid, dude. He sounds stupid. And the two morons sitting across from him, like, when they don't jump in there and say, like, Chris Carter, the first three games, he played really good. Did you not see his performance in the first three games when you look at what Tom Brady was able to do?
Chucking and ducking, bro.
Chucking and ducking, 24-36 in game one, 341 yards, three touchdowns. He must have missed that game. Second game, 20-28, 264, two touchdowns. Oh, he must have missed that game.
The Tin Man.
Oh, God.
The Tin Man.
It's just like the hate for a player from other players when they know that this guy's the greatest. It's just like, to me is disgusting.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What is Shannon Sharpe's issue? What's driving
jealousy.
His bitter? That's what it is, right?
It's clearly jealousy.
It's jealous.
But this is bizarre, though, because when Jordan was at the top of his career, everybody just praised him. I mean, he was the greatest. We all were marveling at how we were watching the best basketball player.
How lucky we were to see Jordan. Mm. How lucky. Right.
When Michael Phelps is swimming for his 50th gold medal, nobody's saying, oh, look at his arms. He's sort of like lacking here in the pool. Like, when people are watching Tom Brady, all they do is try and pick out flaws in his game.
He's uncomfortable.
Well, it's the fact that, and I think a lot of it, Curtis, is the fact when you look at Brady and you look at his career and how he's kind of like defied the odds. You know, we all got six to be successful for so long. And the way they go about doing it, right? So his attitude is you know, he's not this type of guy. They people look at him and go, oh, he just thinks he has it all. You know,
The guy does have it all.
Right, but he might have it all, but he doesn't come across that way. You know, when you hear him talk and you hear him speak, obviously you guys hear him every Monday or press conference, post games. He doesn't come across that way, but it's just their perception of this guy has it all. He's not an a-hole like Aaron Rodgers, and they give Aaron Rodgers more love than they do Tom Brady.
Of course. And by the way, they sit and look at a game like that one on Sunday, and they're going to determine that he's too old.
Tom is aging.
He is. Yeah, everybody's aging. Yeah, no, we know he is. He's 42 years old. Yes, we know.
Chucking and ducking, bro.
I think the biggest thing is very simple. It's the fact that he's won so much. You know, it's one thing.
Yeah, but Jordan won as much, and nobody did that to him. That's the point. He won six titles.
The whole Jordan thing, I don't really understand why there's not a better comparison. I understand what Curtis is saying, but the way that you look at Tom Brady, for some reason, they don't look at him the same way to Michael Jordan. It is because he's won so much. Think about this guy and how successful he's been from basically since he's gotten to the league to where we are at this point, how dominant of a player he's been. There's been no other player like that they can even look to. You can't say it about Joe Montana. You can't say it about Shannon Sharpe's boy, John Elway. The dominance that he has, and I think that's why there are so many people jealous of him.
Hey, Paul. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on?
First of all, you're kind of hitting on the fact that it's more of social media.
I mean, you know, 20 years ago with Jordan, I'm sure there was a little bit of that going on that you see with Brady, but you just didn't hear about it because it was just, you didn't have the social media aspect of it. I mean, there's a lot of jealousy out there. You got to admit to that. I mean, you've been around the game. You know, as far as the greatest and everything else included, we'll never debate that. Mm-hmm. I just look at it this way. Six years ago, if you remember the game, the Pats went up and laid an egg against Kansas City. I want to say they might have dropped to 3-3 at that point that season. Yeah. Everybody was ready to get rid of Brady. He was done. He's over. Everything else included. We go on. It may have been the year that we beat Seattle.
That was the year that they were on to Cincinnati. That was after the Kansas City.
There you go. So right now, you can't play the perfect game all season long. If he throws out 4, 5, 6 of these in a row, then maybe we have a storyline behind it. I just think at the end of the season, you'll look back and go, man, what a dud that game was. And that's what they'll look at.
Yes. I mean, there's 16-point favorites for Sunday. Does anybody think that he's going to go out
and lay an egg?
And lay an egg?
No.
And everybody's like, oh, you see, I told you.
That guy gets paid millions of dollars to talk like that on the TV.
Well, I don't mind this talking. That's when you're from the deep south where he's from. That's how they sound.
And everybody's like, oh, you see, I told you.
You 10, boy. He 10, Skip. Why you ain't saying nothing now, Skip? But the thing about Jordan, and this is why I don't think why they make the comparison with Brady and Jordan, because basketball, even though it's a team sport, an individual can dominate, right? Mm-hmm. He could dominate his performance. Mm. So
interesting.
Skip Bayless there, right?
Interesting.
So Jordan could go out there and have a game where he scored 30 and they won. Brady will go out there like he did in the Rams. Maybe he doesn't have the greatest game, but he has these moments in the game that he makes spectacular passes and plays. Mm. And that's why they go back. Jordan scored 30 against Portland in a 99-6 championship.
Well, is Gretzky a better comparison? I mean,
Hockey might be a little bit better of a comparison.
I don't think people were waiting with bated breath for Gretzky to have a bad game to talk about how his career was over.
But don't you see how when you talk about Brady and they always bring up postseason in certain games where he didn't play good in this game. So they always look for those games that he might not have had the statistics. But if you look at the game, he always, like the pass to Gronkowski, there was plays from last year. We'll use that one. And that's what they miss.
This is Chris. What's up, Chris? Chris is gone. The ridiculous thing is they won the game. I mean, that's what drives me nuts about this stuff is they're 4-0.
Right. And he's been playing well. He struggled in one game. If they were 4-0, and
but I think don't you think it's more about the line?
I think it's a combination of the line, his receivers, Edelman being hurt, their inability to run the football, the play call. And I think when you look at that Buffalo game, the Buffalo's defense being good, and they had a good scheme, I think it's a combination of all those things. Like the caller just said, if you see 4 or 5 games of this, then, okay, now we could sit here and go, all right, well, wait a second. What's going on? But the first 3 games look pretty good to me.
How do you stay optimistic?
Well, and the biggest difference, I think, with Jordan is Jordan was basically a 10-year window of dominance, whereas Brady's now on 2 decades. So people, I think, are just exhausted that they still have to talk about him.
Yeah, that's true. But I still think the biggest part is Jordan, his individual performances in the playoffs. He's able to get those numbers statistically in basketball, where Brady has had a couple of playoff games where he didn't play particularly well, and I think that's what people...
And Wiggy only remembers Jordan as a wizard, because as we talked about last week...
The legacy.
I told you, that's a doo-doo streak on his draws, man. Say what you want. It is.
All right, Wiggy is here. We will be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.